Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans both met with the media yesterday. Let's start out with the update on Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, who is going to be on the PUP list for at least four games, maybe more. Nick Caserio here. Let's start with Nick, and then we'll get to D'Amico. These were the answers to the Mixon questions. This is Nick Caserio. Was this setback with Joe Mixon, was this what you expected? Did you expect him to be on the PUP list?
Yeah. I mean, with all injured players, kind of take it one day at a time. And so whatever their timeline is, you know, we kind of handle accordingly. I'd say the players that are on PUP or NFI, I mean, they're out 4 games or 4 weeks. So once we get through 4 weeks, we'll kind of evaluate it at that time.
Okay. So more of a general answer about Mixon, about guys on the PUP. The follow-up to that, do you anticipate Joe Mixon playing this season?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll take it one day at a time, and we'll evaluate those players after 4 weeks and kind of see where they are in their progression and then make a determination.
Okay, so kind of the same answer with a "we'll see" attached to the front of it. So nothing specific.
And this is going on now through since OTAs where there's just something mysterious. He's this year's version of either Christian Harris or Kyle Tucker. Pick an athlete with a mysterious injury right. of your choosing,
yep.
And we just flat out don't know what's going on.
Yep. So let's get to D'Amico. D'Amico was asked about Mixon. This is a very short and sweet answer. When asked about the time frame for Joe Mixon.
My expectation is for Joe, we're taking it one day at a time, and when he's ready to be back, he'll be back.
Okay. Now, for whatever reason, this is the injury now, Seth, that has kind of created a tipping point between the media and how the Texans, specifically Nick and D'Amico, go about conveying injury information.
Yeah,
that they don't give a lot of it,
right?
And yet, to their frustration, there are reports on the injured players that have more specificity, but aren't always correct.
Right. We'll get into D'Amico's rant here in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a fine line between demanding that reporters just do their jobs and report things accurately, yet at the same time. You know, nobody from the Texans is divulging any information whatsoever. It almost seems like you're inviting reporters to really dig into, pay off a doctor if you know how to do your job or something. I think for me, I tend to, now the team, Caserio and D'Amico will say, we're protecting the player. It's the player's information. If he doesn't want it out there, whatever, all this, that, and the other thing. And that's cool. I do think there's a dual purpose to it. And one is just that playing it close to the vest is a great policy whenever possible. And people say, okay, well, how much are you really gaining by hiding this player's injury from the opponent? Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's one little thing. If you look at the great coaches, especially the maniacally obsessive ones, they tend to obsess over every little thing.
Yeah.
And over time, you never know when that one little thing is helping you, and that's the deciding factor
that's
in a game. So maybe it's once every 3 years, but they just, as a policy of playing it close to the vest, that's why in the military, you don't tell your foot soldiers, well, listen, you can tell this secret, but not that one. Mm-hmm. We'll let you use your discretion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have a policy of just not disclosing anything.
Yep.
So I'm cool with that. I just also, I'm a little bit cynical or skeptical when it's framed completely like, well, we do this for the players. It can be both things.
Yeah.
You can be protecting the players, but you're also playing it close to the vest because it's a strategic decision.
The two long answers that Caserio and D'Amico each had about this, I think we're conveying a very similar message, but coming from very different places. We'll play Caserio first. I thought Caserio was more about, he's definitely acknowledged protecting the players, but I thought he also acknowledged the mechanics of reporting specific things, where if you report something and then the guy has a setback or something and he's not back by then, there's a frustration level. Like when you start putting specific timeframes out there, they become these targets for guys coming back, and injuries aren't always as linear as that. Here was Caserio when he was asked, I think Landry asked the question, how do you and D'Amico approach injury information?
Yeah, protect the players. So, again, I mean, it's not public information. So we're trying to do, again, because here's what's happened with injuries, Landry, all right? Everybody tries to make an extrapolation about when are they ready, what are they doing? Well, you guys said it was this number of weeks, then it was early, then it was later. Like, there's no good solution. The solution is protect the players and look out for the best interest of the players. Take it one day at a time. Everybody's on a different timetable. Everybody's got a different process that they have to go through. And that's how we handle it. So, again, like other teams may handle it differently. So we just do what we feel is in the best interest of the team and what's best for the players. And DeMeco has said this. He was a former player, so he obviously has a pretty good lens. I just think sometimes, you know, there's an extrapolation that tries to get made about every little detail and about what a player is going through. Look, players are dealing with a lot, and I would say in a lot of cases, it's very mentally fatiguing and taxing for that particular player. And who else, you know, nobody else really knows what else they have going on top of their injury. So we're trying to be sensitive. Look, I understand you all have a job to do and you're trying to get information. Like, we understand that. We respect that. But we're also trying to look out for the best interest of the players, because that's what we feel our responsibility is to them.
Yeah. And I think that the tough part too, with an injured player, sometimes there's situations like where the player himself might feel like, man, people out there are starting to call me lazy, or they're starting to call me, I'm not tough, or whatever it might be. And there are times when the player would actually want the information out there. I think probably most players veer towards the other side, where they just want it private and they just want to focus on whatever they're doing. And, you know, and it's up to, and then at that point, you know, there are plenty of instances of players getting frustrated because the team isn't releasing all the information.
Yeah.
But I have no reason to believe that's what the case is here. It just might be that the team doesn't have to release any information.
Yeah.
They're going to play it close to the vest. They don't, the player doesn't want the information released. So that's a double whammy, and it's just not going to get out.
Yeah. DeMeco's rant went for 2.5 minutes. This is the second time, though. I didn't see this cited a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
This is the second time he's brought up this dynamic of, hey, do you even have the best interest of our players in mind when you're out here reporting things? The first time he did it, and we've got that audio. I'm going to hold it just for time's sake. It's more important that we play the one from yesterday because it's more recent. But he did go on a similar diatribe the first time when Ian Rapoport had reported, as it turns out accurately in retrospect, that Joe Mixon might be out for a little while. And DeMeco did not like having that reported on. I felt like this one we're about to play had more embedded in it than just the Rapoport thing, because we have since then had an inaccurate ACL report on CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
I think that factored into this one very, very heavily. Here was DeMeco Ryans. This is a long cut, but I think it's worth listening to because it was a wow moment. For DeMeco Ryans' press conference, this was a wow moment yesterday. This was DeMeco talking about injury reporting.
Yeah, everything we do for when it comes to injuries, and I don't, again, talk about the injuries much because I'm thinking about the player. Like, it's different for me. I played the game, so I can see all the news and media that circulates on everybody speculating. Well, it's not us speculating. It's everybody who's writing the stories are speculating. So it's more so of, let's not speculate if you don't know the true information. And why is everybody so quick to find some story on a player when he's dealing with whatever he's dealing with? That's his personal information. I don't think anybody would speculate on the people who are writing the story wouldn't speculate on your medical situation, because would that be fair? No, it wouldn't be. So it's all out of respect to the players and the men who put the work in the locker room to grind and what they put their bodies through to be on the fields. Like, that's always the forefront of my thoughts. Everybody really doesn't care about our players in that manner. Everybody kind of just wants to write a story. And now, in the day and age where we are, with everybody wants to be first with a story, there's no repercussions for people writing inaccurate stories about players. You can just put something out and you don't really know the information. It's not true, but nothing happens. You just, take it down. So where is the old school reporting where people used to fact find, take time, really dig and find like the true accurate information on players? That doesn't happen anymore, right? Everybody wants to get right. Get it. It's the microwave society. Everybody wants it quick. Everybody wants it now. And that leads to inaccurate information. Well, I would just say it's really, that's Joe's business. That's whoever's business. And don't talk about it. Let him be at peace. Let him do what he has to do to recover and get back right to play the game that he sacrificed his body, time for. All these guys do that. So the speculation, it isn't from our end. It's from everybody else who wants to be first. And that's, I get it. It's the clickbait. I want to be first. I reported it first, so I'm the best. Well, how is that helping our players? It's not. And it's inaccurate. And what happens to you when you put out an inaccurate story? Nothing. So who's the benefit from this? Our players aren't benefiting from it. Joe isn't benefiting from it. So what are we talking about here, right? So for me, it's always about protecting our players because I truly care about our players.
The tough part there is, you know, when you start talking about people speculating and whatnot, there's the report of C.J. Gardner-Johnson's torn ACL. That was an inaccurate and false report. You know, we've had, you know, a few instances of that in various sports over the years. The speculating is dicier, and that's where I don't know specifically what DeMeco is talking about, because it's not speculation to say, well, I guess there's a chance he doesn't play at all this year. I mean, that's a mathematical truth. You can say that about anybody. There's a chance, yeah, that anybody on the team doesn't play this season, depending on what happens. So that's a degree of speculation that I think is fair in this instance.
Yep.
That without any information, without knowing what's going on. I think the dicey part, though, is when guys who typically you look at as reporters or that report actual news start delving into the speculation side of things, like Adam Schefter. The last time the Texans were most notably quiet about a high-profile story was before the 2023 draft. Nobody was giving anybody any information. None of these Nugget hussies knew what was going on. And all of a sudden, you got guys that people kind of look at. You look at Adam Schefter as, okay, he's generally 99% accurate when he reports things, but he's on television saying, I don't know. I think I don't think the Texans are going to take a quarterback this year.
Yeah,
they throw crap out there because they're hardwired to want to get those clicks, and that's where it gets like for you and I as sports radio hosts to kind of just chat about like, okay, yeah, I guess there's a chance he doesn't play. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
Right.
That's different than when an actual reporter or somebody that's a news dude starts just throwing his speculation out there,
yeah,
because people take it more seriously than just random musings.
No doubt. No doubt. My thing, look, I appreciate what D'Amico's doing, and I think what D'Amico is doing and Nick in protecting the players is a big part. I think it is symptomatic or part of the culture they've created, which is a very player-friendly culture that, as Nick said in his press conference yesterday, man, there's guys that don't want to get claimed by teams so they can come back on our practice squad. I think they've created a really, really good culture over there, and I think players appreciate how player-friendly D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are from that standpoint. But as far as what D'Amico said, where the disconnect is for me is where he talks about how is that good for our players? How is that good for the Texans? It's not the media's job to do what's good for the Texans. It's not the media's job to protect the players. And I acknowledge there have been inaccurate reports. Those are bad. And there should be accountability for things like that, 100%. And the lack of accountability that there is in the media, I agree with D'Amico Ryans on that there is no punishment. Some places do, some places don't. But if some places don't, that means there is some level of unaccountability out there. But the disconnect for me is you are in a job where injuries get reported every week by the league. An injury report every week that applies a probability label to each of those injuries and tells us what the body part is. This is not the reporters that D'Amico's talking about. You wouldn't want your medical stuff out there. We don't work in a job where our medical stuff is relevant to anybody except our employer and our families. So that part to me is the part where I have a disconnect. I appreciate what he's doing 100%. And if this is part of what creates what they've created over there, the protection of the players with the injuries, then keep doing it because you got a good thing going over there.
No, the whole thing is it doesn't even have to be a moral judgment or anything. No. It's just a division of what – people's individual concerns are, which is the team cares about, you know, doing right by the players, but also, let's be honest, keeping it close to the vest as a policy for to gain whatever competitive advantage you might gain by that. So there's two parts to it. But then on the other side of it, you have like some of our listeners who are listening right now who are like, I drafted Joe Mixon in my fam. I drafted him in two leagues.
Yeah.
What's that?
I drafted him in two leagues.
You were partially vindicated at least because you're one... Your one fantasy draft, people were mad at you because you were telling people about the uncertainty of Joe Mixon's injury status.
I just said he wasn't going to. Yeah, I just said he was. All the people in my league look at me like, hey, Sean, what's the deal with Joe Mixon? I said, he's not going to practice in the preseason is what it looks like. And then two rounds later, I drafted him. And they're like, oh!
One of the guys, see, I'm going to use you as an example because one of my YouTube live stream subscribers said, Seth, stop playing with our emotions by your pretend ignorance of Joe Mixon's injury. You 100% know exactly what's going on with him.
Dude.
Stop playing games before it's game over. I don't know if he's joking or not, but if I actually knew, two things happen. One, I tell Sean Pendergast. Two, if I'm not betraying the confidence of my source, whenever I get actual inside information and it's cool for me to relay it on, I give it to a trained and ethical journalists because they actually know how to vet these things, what you can and cannot report and everything. I do not delve into that world. But if I actually knew something substantive about Joe Mixon's injury, I would have already fed it to somebody that I knows how to handle those things and it would be out there already. Yes. So I just, that's all I can tell you is that if I knew, I would know. And I think if I knew, there's a good chance that other people would know, but you wouldn't know that you know because I know, because that's not, I give it to the professionals.
Well put.
There are still ethical journalists out there. Yes. They don't just kind of just throw stuff against the wall and hope that they're right.
All right, football talk in this segment brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Up next, headlines. Astros win yesterday, still a game and a half up in the AL West. We'll tell you how they got that done. What more from D'Amico Ryans? How does he feel about the initial roster? They've got a practice squad now, too. They brought back about 15 or so guys. We've got some news from the NFL as well. We'll do all of that coming up next.